Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Neil Love from Research to Practice, and welcome to Current and Future Role of Immune Checkpoint Inhibitors and Other Novel Therapies in the Management of Urothelial Bladder Cancer. We're really excited. We have an outstanding faculty of two urologic oncologists, two medical oncologists going to be chatting about this today. Here's where we're heading tonight, talking about four of the most interesting aspects, I think, of this disease and where we're heading with it. We'll start out talking about the use of immune checkpoint inhibitors for non-muscle invasive disease. Then we'll talk about neoadjuvant and adjuvant therapy for muscle invasive disease. We'll talk about how checkpoint inhibitors are being used now in advanced urothelial bladder cancer, and then new directions in terms of where we're heading. And Ashish, you know, it's really amazing when you take a step back and look at all the things that have happened in this field in the last couple of years. Any comment, any perspective about how things are different now, both in terms of research and practice, in terms of urothelial bladder cancer, Ashish?
So, Neil, thanks again for inviting me to be part of this panel. It's always a pleasure to join you and the rest of my colleagues, C.A. Arjun and Jonathan. As you recognized, you know, there's been an explosion when it comes to therapies for bladder cancer, and we really didn't have much going on other than minute variations in which drug to use and which chemo cocktail and combinations. But obviously, then there was this explosion of therapies when it comes to immuno-oncology. And that started out first in the metastatic setting, and of course there's where the approvals were in the cisplatinum ineligible, and then different variations coming down. And then lo and behold, in the early part of 2020, before we all kind of got relegated to our living rooms from COVID-19, it was approved for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer, which is a huge win for our patients and the community. So lots of excitement, lots of things going on in this arena.
So, Jonathan, any comment about sort of the biology of urothelial bladder cancer and maybe the connection to checkpoint inhibitors? We know that, you know, smoking is a factor with bladder cancer, with lung cancer as well, where checkpoint inhibitors are approved. Can you comment a little bit, Jonathan, about sort of the responsiveness that we see in general to checkpoint inhibitors with this disease?
So we have evidence, as we do in other diseases, that tumors with higher tumor mutation burden are more responsive to immunotherapy with a checkpoint inhibitor. And bladder cancer has probably the third highest tumor mutation rate behind lung cancer and melanoma. And so at the outset, one would have predicted that bladder cancer would be responsive to immunotherapy. But that isn't the whole story. There's a lot more complexity around where the immune cells are in the tumor that we're still learning about. And we've learned a lot from ongoing and reported clinical trials helping us understand what's happening in the tumor microenvironment that I think in the future we'll be able to use to better select patients for immunotherapy and enrich for the likelihood of people responding to treatment.
And Arjun, we're going to mainly focus on the use of checkpoint inhibitors, and then we're going to get into novel agents as well in this disease. And one of the underlying themes is toxicity and the awareness of that. Medical oncologists now are using checkpoint inhibitors in so many different diseases. They have a lot of exposure to the subtleties of how autoimmune toxicity presents. Just kind of curious, Arjun, any comments about that and about the need to follow patients carefully and keep that in mind?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges as we roll out immunotherapy more broadly across our disciplines. And if we try to make the comparison to chemotherapy, I don't think as a medical oncologist you need to treat that many patients before you understand how platinum chemotherapy behaves and the toxicity profile. But you need to treat a lot of people with immunotherapy before you feel comfortable knowing and how to identify and treat, you know, symptomatic pneumonitis or colitis or what have you, because these events don't occur often. But when they do, they can be quite frightening. So it takes a while because they just don't happen that often.